We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, splendid viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basetcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi, Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual, Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Pakistani children are helped to return to emotional well-being after natural disasters. In education news, San Diego, California, USA, and Jalalabad, Afghanistan are beginning a sister schools program. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Safe Haven for Donkeys in the Holy Land, which is committed to improving the lives of the gentle animals in Israeli and Palestinian towns. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 14th, is the birthday of His Serene Highness Prince Albert II of Monaco. Born in 1958 and reigning as Chief of State since 2005, His Serene Highness has been referred to as the Green Prince for his environmental stewardship. His Serene Highness established the Prince Albert II of Monaco Foundation in 2006, which encourages sustainable development and focuses on curbing climate change, safeguarding biodiversity, and preserving water resources. His Serene Highness also launched the International Year of the Forest in 2011 in Monaco, an initiative of the United Nations. In addition, His Serene Highness is dedicated to alternative energies, eco-friendly buildings and vehicles, and public transportation. Our respectful gratitude, Your Serene Highness Prince Albert II, for your devotion to protecting the ecosphere for the betterment of Monaco and the world. May you have a very blessed and happy birthday with cherished ones.
Fly-in news. International support rushes to Japan in quake and tsunami aftermath. With an updated magnitude that increases the quake's intensity from 8.9 to 9.0, the massive March 11 earthquake off Japan's northeastern coast had also shifted the nation's landmass by 2.4 meters. In addition, giant tsunami waves washed away thousands of buildings, cars, and passenger trains as they swept everything in their path 10 kilometers inland. The current fatalities and known missing that number around 1,500 are expected to reach a death toll of thousands. While one official in hard-hit Miyagi Prefecture said the death toll there could easily be more than 10,000, with 170,000 of the estimated 377,000 currently in emergency shelters being evacuated from around failed nuclear plants in the north, many are still enduring harsh conditions as shelters lack power and are without heat. Meanwhile, concerns are rising over resources running out as thousands of stranded residents in destroyed communities, as well as millions in their own homes, face increasingly dire shortages of food, drinking water, electricity, and fuel.
While the tsunami waves reaching Formosa or Taiwan and Indonesia did not cause damages, they did involve one fatality in Indonesia. Meanwhile, serious damage was reported in the U.S. states of California, where crews worked to clean up fuel and other pollutants from battered boats, and Hawaii, where at least 60 homes were damaged and hundreds of boats were damaged or capsized. In Latin America, sections of the Peruvian coast were also badly affected, including the town of Pisco, where some 300 homes were damaged, forcing 400 people to spend the night in tents.
Adding to the difficulties of the disaster aftermath, a second hydrogen explosion occurred at the Fukushima plant just after a 6.2 magnitude aftershock hit the region on Monday afternoon, leaving six workers injured. Associated Press journalists reported feeling the blast up to 40 kilometers away, as residents within a 20 kilometer radius were told by officials to stay indoors. Meanwhile, Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Idano said that following the explosion, the container vessel housing the nuclear material was intact, and power company officials stated that radiation levels remained safe, with radiation risks being identified earlier at two additional locations. An initial state of emergency declared by the UN International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, at the Onagawa plant due to high radiation levels was later rescinded, as Japanese officials reported that the levels had returned to normal.
A failed cooling system in the country's oldest Tokai nuclear plant was also restored by a backup mechanism. In addition, Japanese officials informed the IAEA that the explosion at Fukushima on Saturday was not nuclear in origin and did not damage the containment vessel for the fuel rods. With at least 1,500 people tested so far for radiation and 22 who are being treated for unsafe levels, the IAEA stated that plans are underway to distribute iodine to area residents to help shield them from absorbing potentially cancer-causing radiation. While there are still concerns for conditions that could precipitate a nuclear disaster of Chernobyl proportions, which was the only one to be classified as a level 7, the highest in history, the IAEA thus far have assigned level 4 to the events in Japan, indicating a minor release of radioactive material without significant risk of spreading outside the site.
along with a doubling of Japanese troops to 100,000 that are now dispatched to assist following the quake. International relief efforts also were launched, with Japan being offered assistance from at least 69 countries, like Russia, who is sending extra energy supplies upon Japan's request, along with two rescue teams, and placed personnel on standby with six planes ready to carry an airborne hospital and 200 personnel. Rescue teams, some with working canine partners, and other specialists have arrived from South Korea, Switzerland, and Singapore. Meanwhile, the U.S. aid response, as initiated by President Obama, includes the dispatch of two aircraft carriers, two search and rescue teams, as well as naval ships continuing to converge to offer various forms of assistance. In addition, many private aid groups in the U.S. have been gathering funds.
At the same time, humanitarian donations have been pouring in from sources as varied as the European Union, China's Red Cross, Cambodia, Thailand, and the Afghan province of Kandahar. Help has also been arriving from Mexico, Australia, UK, France, and the recently quake-affected New Zealand, where Japan had sent a 66-member rescue crew to assist with their calamity over the past 2 weeks.
A U.S. aircraft carrier arrived at the northeastern coast to begin relief operations, while Chinese help in the form of 15 rescue experts also arrived along with a 41-member German team of mostly Federal Agency for Technical Relief volunteers and a group of medical experts from Doctors Without Borders. To help victims and loved ones reconnect, U.S.-based internet company Google has also created a Japanese quake person finder service at www.google.com/crisis-response, where users can search for news about missing victims as well as updated shelter information and other emergency resources.
In addition, the Russian-based international radio station Voice of Russia is airing urgent messages daily in Japanese, Russian, English, and Chinese languages from overseas residents wishing to make contact with relatives and friends in Japan through a free 24-hour hotline at +7 495 950 6484 or letters@ruvr.ru.
Upon knowing of the tragedy, Supreme Master Qinghai had sent her sorrowful and loving prayers as she immediately offered an initial $20,000 to help the most vulnerable, asking our association members to go quickly and offer their comfort and support. We thank the Japanese and international governments, groups, and personnel working to save and protect lives following this tragedy, as well as Supreme Master Qinghai's caring assistance for the Japanese people. Our condolences and prayers for all those afflicted, and that not only the recovery will be smooth, but that future events as these may be minimized through our combined efforts to create a more pacified global atmosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens call out for human rights and freedom. In Libya, government troops in the northwestern city of Misrata joined protesters just a few days after news agency Al Jazeera released video footage reportedly documenting the execution of army officers who refused to fire on their own fellow citizens. Humanitarian aid missions along Libya's western border in Tunisia have expressed alarm at the reduced number of refugees now coming across the border, particularly in light of reports that migrant workers have been forced to fight or act as human shields on the front line. Citizen groups, meanwhile, continue calls for a no-fly zone to keep them safe from aerial bombardment, with several thousand women marching in Benghazi asking for the international community's help in this way.
In other regions of the world, protesters in Portugal demand more job opportunities, while many in Azerbaijan were arrested as they called for the Prime Minister to step down. In Bahrain, citizens marched in protest of the violent police and military action against them during their peaceful demonstrations, with 30,000 surrounding the royal palace to also call for the end of the monarchy. U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates met with the country's king, Hamad bin Isa al-Khalifa, and Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad al-Khalifa, urging them to listen to the voice of the people and adopt reforms. Meanwhile, in Egypt, army rulers announced that a previous ban on political groups would be lifted after the March 19th referendum on constitutional reform.
As we sorrow for the lives that are lost, we pray for heaven's blessing to end the conflicts and that the peoples of all nations may coexist in shared respect, freedom, dignity, and peace.
учитель по биологии как бы, ну, рассказала, показала тоже сюжет.
Russian students helped save endangered tiger. According to news agency Russia Today, school children hearing of the plight of Zorik, the Amur tiger, rallied to save him by seeking a way to help pay for a needed facial operation. Young students across eastern Russia were successful in raising thousands of dollars for the surgery, as well as helping him to be placed in a new home in the Khabarovsk region. Campaigns to protect the highly endangered Amur tiger in Russia have been led by Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, with the support of other animal advocates, such as Hollywood actor Leonardo DiCaprio, in an effort to halt the deforestation and poaching that threaten their existence. Our heartfelt appreciation, Russian students and all other advocates, for your life-saving efforts on behalf of the beautiful Amur tiger. May these and all animals be protected and flourish in numbers as we strive to preserve their habitats and respect their lives.
Al Jazeera cameraman remembered as Mr. Ali Hassan Al-Jaber was returning to Benghazi, Libya, after reporting on a rally, his vehicle came under fire. Although he was rushed to a hospital for treatment of his wounds, he sadly did not survive. Mr. Al-Jaber, a Qatari national, had a long career in television journalism, having produced several documentaries, as well as serving as director of CNBC Arabia TV Bureau in Qatar. His is the first reported death of a journalist during the current Libyan conflict. We send earnest condolences to the loved ones for the untimely loss of Mr. Ali Hassan Al-Jaber. May his soul rest peacefully in the evermore light and love of heaven, as we salute his brave spirit and pray for the protection of all media members as they endeavor to bring fair and accurate information to the public.
Save our planet. Climate change to shrink tundra. The vast frozen plains of Alaska, USA, Canada, Northern Europe, and Asia could give way to an unnatural cover of vegetation by the end of this century, according to a new study by U.S. and South Korean climatologists. In addition, Greenland's ice cover, once thought to be permanent, could melt and be replaced by tundra. To conduct their study, the research team analyzed 16 global climate models of data from 1950 to 2099, as well as more than 100 years of direct observational data to evaluate what climate change will mean to the Arctic's sensitive ecosystems. They found that tundra coverage could shrink up to 44% by the end of this century, with warming of up to 13 degrees Fahrenheit in some Arctic locations.
Drought in the region could also affect the landscape, as could wildfires, disease from insects, and changes in human land use. According to lead author Sung Feng, the additional forest growth moving northward could also accelerate climate change due to a reduction in surface reflectivity that would cause further warming.
Dr. Feng and colleagues, we appreciate these observations of the serious imbalance facing the planet's vital northern regions. Our prayers that humans work to reverse such a disastrous temperature rise and preserve not only the tundra, but all Earth's delicate and life-sustaining ecosystems.
Speaking of the Arctic region's already dramatic changes, during a September 2009 video conference in South Korea, Supreme Master Qinghai explained how we can help to regain nature's equilibrium.
As you saw for yourself, how quickly the North Pole is melting. It's at least twice as fast as the rest of the globe. First, we have to survive. We cut down the number one cause of global warming. We have to eliminate animal product because we want to save the planet. No animal product means having the planet. And even a heavenly world we will have because being veg changes everything drastically. With temperatures stabilized, ecosystems balanced, animals thriving in peace. One of the results is that the ice in the Arctic will be restored and quickly, along with the repairing of nature in every corner of the planet.
After an elderly cousin of Afghan President Hamid Karzai was accidentally killed due to inaccurate information given to U.S. forces that brought them on a fatal night raid of his home, President Karzai attended a memorial service for other mistaken victims of the U.S.-led North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, operations in Kunar province.
There, the president respectfully requested the immediate end to all-night operations by U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, saying that the nation's tolerance for actions of this kind had run out.
Save our planet. To the delight of local residents in Edinburgh, Scotland, a mother otter and her cub have been sighted living in the city's main river, the Water of Leith, which local conservationists say is also an indication of the waterway's restored health.
Save our planet. joining the protective stance of other countries such as Guam, Palau, Northern Mariana Islands, Honduras, and the Maldives, Marine Resources Authority Director Glenn Joseph announces that the Marshall Islands is also imposing a moratorium on the trade and export of shark fins.
Friends, I'm Pitu the Swan, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm following a low-carbon, plant-based diet. Here's a household tip of the day. Are you planning to move soon, or would you like to make your space tidier? You may like to think about hosting a yard or garage sale. You can also give away items in good condition to local donation shops or churches, which sometimes collect gently used things for charity. Thank you for being veg and going green to save our planet. And thank you for tuning in. Now, the worldwide weather.
Humanitarian news, Pakistani children are helped to return to emotional well-being after experiencing devastating floods. The Red Cross Red Crescent Society camp in Charsada, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, offers the services of a psychologist who works with the children in overcoming fear and anxiety. In addition, a space especially for children and being sponsored by the United Nations. One youngster, Musari, has improved a lot through this assistance. She said, "I like going to the temporary school here." Her mother, Hulnara, looks forward to rebuilding their own house and resuming normal life. Our sincere appreciation, Red Cross, Red Crescent Society, and the United Nations on your caring collaboration. May Allah's grace be evermore with the pure-hearted Pakistani people on the gentle earth.
In education news, San Diego, California, USA, and Jalalabad, Afghanistan are beginning a sister schools program. As an amendment to the 1994 Sister Cities Accord between the two towns, the Proy School, University of California, San Diego, a charter middle and high school, signed a sister schools agreement with a high school consortium in Jalalabad. They will be communicating via Skype and Facebook about environmental topics such as conservation, composting, and recycling. The plan is funded by the United States Department of State. What good news the Poi School, University of California, San Diego, and the High School Consortium in Jalalabad on your joint efforts to find ways to protect our incredible ecosphere. Also, our thankfulness to United States Department of State for your support of this project. May we soon be graced with sustainable peace on our planet as we continue to build bridges between nations. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting Safe Haven for Donkeys in the Holy Land, which provides a home for approximately 150 donkeys, horses, and mules. We'll take a moment to thank the Creator for the blessings in our lives. Please stay tuned for more elevating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, inspiring news for an encouraging world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Safe Haven for Donkeys in the Holy Land, which has rescued more than 1,000 donkeys and horses in the last 10 years.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Safe Haven for Donkeys in the Holy Land, or SHOD, is committed to the well-being of the gentle animals in Israeli and Palestinian towns. The nonprofit was founded by British citizen Miss Lucy Fenson in 2000. She was very moved by the difficult conditions that the hard-working and kind donkeys often had to endure. SHOD is located on farmland at Moshav Gan Yashia, Israel, near the Palestinian district of Tolkarm.
Approximately 150 donkeys, horse, and mules live at the sanctuary. Since its inception, SHADH, or SHAD, has rescued more than 1,000 donkeys and horses. Projects operated by SHADH, or SHAD, include a mobile clinic which visits a number of towns in both Israel and Palestine to provide medical help and medicines for donkeys in need. Volunteers of the Jewish, Muslim, and Christian faiths dedicatedly work together to improve the lives of the sweet animals. SHADH, or SHAD, also plans to expand its very popular veterinary outreach program in the future.
In 2002, Ms. Fenson was awarded the International Fund for Animal Welfare's Animal Action Abroad Award, presented at the House of Commons in London, the United Kingdom. Bravo, Ms. Lucy Fenson, and Safe Haven for Donkeys in the Holy Land, on your laudable work on behalf of these beautiful animals that have devotedly assisted humanity for millennia. May the day soon come with God's abundant blessings when all beings are truly free to live in happiness and dignity.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Dad's Call.
When the father called home, the 6-year-old son answered and said, "Don't talk too loud, Dad. The babysitter is asleep."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I've been watching Supreme Master TV since you started airing. What impresses me most is your resolute and hard work on courageously spreading the vegan trend diet for a brighter future of countless animals, the earth, and all human beings. I hope all people become vegan one day in the near future. Yours respectfully and wholeheartedly, Tsai from Kaohsiung, Formosa, Taiwan.
Noble Tsai, thank you so much for your supportive note. We join you in praying for a vegan world of peace and kindness. May heaven bless you and all the compassionate people of Formosa or Taiwan.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your hearts rejoice in love of the divine. Wishing you a bliss-filled week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Thanks to a UN World Food Program sponsored project in Afghanistan that supported some 1.5 million Afghans in 2010, many roads and irrigation systems have been built or repaired, improving livelihoods and making remote villages accessible by road.
Animal rights organization Life Force, together with other activists and concerned citizens, calls for Canada's University of British Columbia to return 7 sea turtles scheduled to be killed in cruel and unnecessary animal experimentation and retire them to a sanctuary instead.
Following a life-threatening injury from gunshot wounds in January this year, U.S. Congresswoman Gabriella Giffords is reported to be making swift progress as she is now walking and speaking in full sentences with a bright outlook on getting better.
Iranian and Syrian ministers signed 5 memoranda of understanding in Tehran, Iran, to be implemented in 2011 and 2012 in various areas, including cooperating on housing and development, as well as boosting economic ties to $5 billion.
Morocco's infrastructure ministry announces that auto fatalities have been reduced by 20% since the October 2010 introduction of a new highway code that imposes more stringent penalties for driving violations, as well as a points system to preserve order on the roads.
The UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, and Kerala State in India are promoting the Spice Route Initiative to revive the legacy of an ancient trade center that was once part of a route to Egypt and Europe, where spices were sold for jewelry and gold.
Legendary musician Sir Paul McCartney expresses his support for the No Cruel Cosmetics campaign, sponsored by the British Union for the Abolition of Vivisection, which calls for the European Union's complete ban on animal testing for cosmetics to come into effect as planned without delays.
Kuwaiti Ambassador to Sudan, Dr. Sulaiman Abdullah Al-Harbi, leads a delegation to tour sites in the Sudanese state of Al-Qadarif, where 4 future schools and 5 rural hospitals will be built with a $50 million donation from Kuwait to Sudan.
Speaking during a visit to Moldova, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden affirms his country's assistance in resolving a regional territory dispute, as he affirms the nation's support of Moldova's democratic reforms, as well as its efforts to join the European Union.
Researchers at Leeds University in the United Kingdom find during a 5-year study of 337 patients that besides uplifting one's mood, laughter speeds the healing of wounds by stimulating the diaphragm and improving circulation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.